This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, the Fellowship's C.J. Burroughs continues sharing one of our Heroes of the Holocaust stories called A Light in the Cellar.
Of the 11 Jews hidden by Latvian Christian Robert Sados, one of them wrote of the war in his diary. He described the crowded and stressful conditions in the cellar and the constant fear of being found. The Nazis and their Latvian collaborators were always hunting for escaped or hidden Jews. Because of those raids, Robert installed a special light in the cellar to warn those in hiding of approaching patrols. Once, he flashed the light as the Nazis approached. For an hour, the hidden Jews stood ready, armed with pistols, ready for a firefight with the murderous Germans. Luckily, the Nazis left before the Jews were discovered. That warning signal light was not the only light Robert brought to his hidden friends. He also provided them with books and newspapers to keep their spirits up, and he would regularly visit Ada, a little Jewish girl in the care of a nearby widow. He would take photos of her for her mother, who was still hidden back in the cellar. Sadly, Robert Sados would not live to see the war's end. He was killed by a shell from the approaching Russians in March of 1945. His wife Johanna, however, kept up her husband's good work, caring for the Jews until the war was over. Of the 7,000 Jews who lived in the city of Lipia before the war, only 30 of them survived the Holocaust. 11 of those 30 were saved by Robert and Johanna Sados, who were named Righteous Gentiles in 1981.
The State of Israel has recognized over 27,000 friends of the Jewish people as Righteous Gentiles. Find out how much you know about these heroic men and women by visiting ifcj.org/heroes. That's ifcj.org/heroes.